The following message was recorded at our weekly worship service at Summit Christian Fellowship in Tacoma, Washington. Visit us online at www.summit-christian.org to find out more about us.
This has become one of the themes of my life, Psalm 67. I'll read it and you follow along. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. This is the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power, your living word that you promised to us. And Lord, as we meditate over this morning, let it become life and light to us. Don't let us ignore or be casual with your word. But Lord, receive it as oracles from God. Lord, may it stir in our hearts to draw us to you and to energize us to do what you've called us to do here on earth. We thank you for your word this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, Psalm 67 really is a fuller statement of our own mission statement. Which we summarized by saying, Summit Christian Fellowship exists to delight in God through Jesus Christ, spreading his joy through the gospel to all people. You see, the goal of our faith is God himself. It's to delight ourselves in him, to satisfy all of our desires in God, to be wholly taken up with him, that God would be the center and the circumference of our life. We've been created by God, for God. Therefore, everything in our lives needs to point to him. Any ambitions we have, any dreams, any aspirations that don't line up with this really are not only pointless, but I would say suicidal. God is the goal of our faith. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. That's our ambition. We were created to glorify God by enjoying him forever. That's a John Piper take on the Westminster Confession, just so you know. Short Confession says we're created by God to glorify God and enjoy him forever. But God we are most satisfied in God when we enjoy him, we glorify him by enjoying him. You know, just how how great it is when your grandkids just don't enjoy the things you give them; they enjoy you. You know, that's glorifying grandpa and grandma. Well, we were meant to worship and enjoy the God who made us. And if we miss this, we we miss what life is all about. The purpose of salvation is this: to glorify God by enjoying Him forever. We exist to make much of God throughout eternity. Christ did not ultimately come to make bad men better men. He didn't suffer the pain and humiliation of the cross simply to make our lives here on earth safer, more comfortable, prosperous. But he came to remove the eternal barrier of sin that would keep us from our highest enjoyment, enjoying God. From experiencing God Himself. That great man of faith, George Mueller, he puts it like this: according to my judgment, the most important point to be attended to is this. Above all things, see to it that your souls are happy in God. Are your souls happy in God? In fact, he said, I make it my ambition every morning to make my soul happy in God. Other things may press upon you. The Lord's work may even have urgent claims upon your attention. But I deliberately repeat, it is of supreme and paramount importance that you should seek above all things to have your souls truly happy in God. This has been my firm and settled condition for the last 35 years. The secret of all true effectual service is joy in God, having experimental acquaintance and fellowship with God Himself. I think he found the secret. You know, George Mueller ran these orphanages in England for many years. In fact, he founded them just to show Christians how great a God he had, how great a God they had. And he did it well. And, you know, thousands of kids went through the orphanages. And he made a lasting mark and impact there. But you know what? That wasn't his greatest ambition. His greatest ambition was to know God. And secondly, was to share that in the world. You know what he wanted to be? He wanted to be a missionary. For 60 years, he wanted to be a missionary. God said, no, I'll give you some orphanages. But at age 70, he was finally released. You know what he did for the next 20 years? He was a missionary. He was spreading the joy through the gospel of the God he so loved. And the mission of our faith is to bring people into this enjoyment. That's why God saved you. This thought runs throughout the whole Bible. Psalm 86:9 says, all the nations, and you made each one, will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your great and holy name. Psalm 22:27 says, the whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to Him. People from every nation will bow down before Him. And you get to the end of it all in the book of the Revelation, chapter 7. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation, tribe, and people, and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb, and they were all shouting with a mighty shout, salvation is of God. Salvation comes from our God on the throne and from the Lamb. I was struck with that as we were over there ministering in Kenya, that we were a part of this. You were a part of this, making this a reality God bringing people from every nation and tribe and language and tongue. You see, missions exist. And here again, I'm borrowing from my good friend, John Piper. Missions exist precisely because the worship of God does not. That is, because not all people worship God, missions are necessary. That's the reason behind the Great Commission in Matthew 28. And Jesus tells his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you even to the end of the age, because this is what I want you to do." And so we've embraced that here at Summit, and we do that. This was Paul's great ambition. "Now I want you to know, brethren," he writes to the Philippians, "that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel." You know where he wrote that? He wrote that in jail. His prospects were not great, but he never counted that gains in this life were worth talking about. You know, it's interesting that in jail, he wasn't primarily interested in getting out. That wasn't his focus. He was interested not in his freedom, but in the gospel. This was the centerpiece of his ambition. He could have said a lot of things. He could have asked the saints, "Pray that I get released soon. This is a miserable hole here. I'd like to get out." He could have talked about ways that he could get out of this thing. But his heart had been captured by Christ and the spreading of the joy of knowing him through the gospel was more important to him than his circumstances. And that's the mission that Christ has given everyone who follows him. Spend your life to make others glad in God. We've been given a mandate to magnify Christ in the world, to carry the gospel to our neighborhoods, to our next door neighbors, to our cities, and all the way to the remotest parts of the earth. And when you get to Turkana, it seems like we're there, doesn't it? Although, as I was talking with Pastor Thomas under the thorn bush there, he was pointing out in the distance, and you have to know and be in Kenya just to understand this. He says, "Just over there," which is probably 30 or 40 kilometers that way, "there's another church," and he named it. And there's another church, Nakingol, and there's another church. And he said, and there are people over here that we have to minister to. And he's in the middle of nowhere, pointing to even further nowhere. And he says, "We want you to come." Right, Ben? You ready to go? This is not an optional thing. When you come to Christ, he doesn't give you a choice. Would you rather stay at home, be comfortable, or go? As individuals and as a church, we have to be engaged in the spread of the gospel. That's why we promote here at Summit home front missions and cross-cultural missions as well. That's why we pray for open doors and gospel clarity here at home and abroad. That's why we teach and remind you that we've been commissioned by God to spend our lives making others eternally glad in God through the gospel. You see, the goal, Psalm 67, is to make the nations be glad and sing for joy in the God who created them. And Jesus tells his disciples this: if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Those were his words to people who wanted to follow him. It's why he only ended up with 12. I think that's a big part of the reason. It's not a message that a lot of people want to hear. But what that means is that we're called by Christ to cultivate a lifestyle that reflects an everlasting joy in God by risking temporal loss for eternal gain. It's not enough that we should be washed in the precious blood of the Lamb and enjoy God in our lives. That's wonderful, but it's not enough. That enjoyment should compel us to risk everything for the sake of this gospel. You know, my prayer is that God would free me, would free us from the seduction of security. That he would release us from the almost paralyzing effects of comfort and convenience and ease. That he would explode the myth of safety and ignite our hearts to risk it all for the cause of Christ. I pray that none of us would ever have to cover our face and in the end say, "I've wasted it. I wasted my life." We need to begin living lives that reflect our eternal hope and enjoyment of God, and live lives that are not focused on the things of this age. Risk our comfort, our security, risk our bank accounts, our retirement, our dreams, our prosperity, our pleasures in this life, in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, of knowing God, of enjoying God, and making him known to others in return. You know, it's only by risking what we treasure in temporal things for the cause of Christ that we prove his grace, the glory of his grace in everything. As a church and as individuals, we need to set ourselves toward the goal of reaching the nations with the gospel. I want you to understand, when I'm talking about reaching the nations with the gospel, I'm talking about your unsaved friends, your unsaved coworkers, your relatives, your neighbors. I'm also talking about hometown missions of mercy, like CareNet. And I'm also talking about cross-cultural overseas, things like we do in Kenya. We need to be massively engaged in all of these arenas. The core of the gospel is this, 2 Corinthians 8:9. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich." You see, God, our God, the psalmist says, has blessed us and made his face to shine upon us so that we would make his way known upon the earth. His salvation to all the nations. For our sake and the sake of all those that have gone before and even those yet unborn, that he spent, as it were, the capital of heaven lavishly to secure our enjoyment in God. The salvation we enjoy and proclaim to others is a ministry of those who have been made rich to those who are yet still poor. spending their wealth so that those who are poor might be made rich. We do that in so many ways here at Summit. And this morning you heard one of those ways that we do that. And I want to encourage you to continue, those of you who are part of this, to continue to be part of it. Those of you who are not, to join in that effort. This church has given massively to our work in pastoral development and audio Bibles and building our work in Kenya. I'm just overwhelmed at times. I want to encourage you to continue that, to keep it up. I'll just leave you with four things that are just sort of statements of belief. We believe that we are here at Summit. We believe that we are called as Christ's ambassadors to carry the message of His saving grace to all people in all places. That's our mandate. That's our mission. Secondly, we believe that the gospel is relevant for all peoples, all cultures, all times, and that God has called us to take risk-taking endeavors to do just that, to bring the gospel to the nations. Thirdly, we believe that our delight and our joy in God bring Him the most glory, and that our joy-filled lives are meant to be a demonstration of that joy to the nations. And that would ignite their hearts to be glad in God. And finally, we believe that God has blessed us in so many ways. But God has blessed us so that the nations might be glad in God and sing for joy. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us, that Your way may be known on the earth, Your saving power among all nations. Summit Christian Fellowship exists to delight in God through Jesus Christ, spreading His joy through the gospel to all people. Let's stand and pray, and then we're going to sing and join together in celebrating communion. Our gracious God, Heavenly Father, we pray this morning, grant that Your cause and not our own would engage our hearts with the ambition to set up Your kingdom in every place where Satan now reigns. Come and fill us, Holy Spirit, with the passion and the power to carry this message of hope and healing to the nations. Oh, that men might love You and praise You and sinners be brought to You. We do adore and love You and long that others should know it, should see it, should feel it, should rejoice in it. Let the words of our mouths be vindicated by the work of our hands. Let us spend our wealth so that those who are poor might be made rich in You. Fill us, Lord, with a heart of compassion for the multitudes of those yet lost. Make us willing to live and die to see them made glad in You. Wean us, we pray, from the seduction of security. Release us from the paralyzing effects of comfort and ease. Explode the myth of safety and ignite our hearts to risk it all to make the nations glad in God, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Summit Christian Fellowship in Tacoma, Washington. You can visit us online at www.summit-christian.org or contact us at 253-531-1672.